Every casino dealer knows the moment. Somewhere around the third hour of a night shift, the same faces around the same tables, the same city outside the same walls, a question begins to form in the back of your mind. Is this it? For many, the answer is yes, and there is nothing wrong with that. But for those of us who started asking that question a little too loudly, the cruise industry has an answer waiting, and it comes with a passport full of stamps. I spent 3 years dealing cards in a land-based casino before I made the jump. 3 years of solid work, reliable hours, familiar colleagues, and zero movement up the career ladder. By the time I signed my first contract with a cruise line, I had no idea I was about to experience more growth in 6 months than I had in all the years before combined. This is not a knock on land casinos. They serve a purpose and employ talented people. But having lived both, the differences are worth laying out for anyone weighing the choice. Land casino work follows a rhythm that is, in many ways, indistinguishable from any other service industry job. You clock in, you work your 8 hours, and you commute home. The commute deserves more attention than it usually gets. Depending on where you live, the daily round trip can consume an hour or more of your day, every day, unpaid and unrecognized. Add the cost of fuel or public transit and vehicle maintenance, and the financial picture starts to look less attractive than the headline salary suggests. Then there is the clientele. Land casinos, particularly the established ones in major cities, tend to attract a core group of regulars. Some of these guests are a real pleasure. Others struggle with compulsive gambling habits, and a dealer interacts with them shift after shift, often watching the same patterns play out in slow motion. It takes an emotional toll that the industry does not talk about. High-stakes tables bring their own pressure. A single hand can shift the mood of an entire pit, and the dealer stands at the center of it, responsible for staying composed regardless of what is happening around them. Career progression in smaller land-based operations can feel almost non-existent. The hierarchy is flat, the senior positions are few, and turnover in management tends to be low. For an ambitious dealer in a mid-sized casino, the realistic path forward can look like a very long wait. Factor in local taxation, which in some countries takes a significant bite out of what is already a modest salary, plus the maths of rent, bills, and daily expenses, and the leftover margin for savings and quality of life can be surprisingly thin. The first thing that strikes most new cruise casino dealers is the shift length. 3 to 5 hours per shift is typical on a port day, compared to the standard 8 on land. On sea days, when the ship is between ports, dealer shifts run around 8 to 10 hours, with decent breaks for lunch and a good nap. This is not because cruise lines are running a charity operation. The casino on a ship runs to a different schedule. Passenger flow is tied to port schedules and to whatever entertainment is running that evening. The result for the dealer is a work day that ends while the sun is often still up, leaving real time to explore, rest, or sit on a deck and watch the ocean go by. The concept of a commute disappears. Your cabin, the dining room, the gym, the deck, everything is within 10 minutes of everything else. That reclaimed time and mental energy accumulates in ways that are difficult to quantify, but impossible to miss. You stop thinking about traffic. You stop arriving at work already tired. The salary structure is a different beast. Many cruise contracts come with tax-free earnings, which immediately changes the real value of what you take home. Some companies also let employees buy company stock at a discount, an investment vehicle that land casino employers rarely offer to frontline staff. When you combine tax-free income with near zero living expenses, accommodation, meals, and utilities covered by the contract, the amount you can save during a six-month contract can dwarf what a comparable land position offers after a full year. One of the most underappreciated aspects of cruise casino work is the nature of the clientele. The people sitting across your table on a ship are, almost without exception, on vacation. They are relaxed and celebratory. They chose to spend their evening in the casino as one option among many. The show, the pool bar, the dance floor. They are not grinding out a compulsion. They are having fun, and that energy is contagious. This shifts the entire emotional register of the job. Conversations are lighter. Laughter comes more easily. And the dealer gets to be part of someone's holiday memory rather than a fixture in someone's struggle. Over the course of a contract, you will meet doctors and fishermen, retired school teachers and young honeymooners, entrepreneurs from continents you have never visited, Each of them carries a story worth hearing. After 3 years in a land casino with no promotion to show for it, I received 2 promotions in my first 6-month contract at sea. That is not an anomaly. Cruise casino operations are structured in ways that reward performance. The management hierarchy has clear rungs, contracts create natural transition points, and companies invest in their onboard staff because keeping experienced dealers and supervisors is worth real money to them. The multicultural environment accelerates personal growth in ways no training program could replicate. You work alongside colleagues from dozens of countries. You navigate different communication styles and learn to read people across cultural contexts. The contract structure means you adapt to a new social mix every few months. These are skills that compound over time and make you sharper and more effective in any professional setting. Something unusual happens after a few months at sea. The boundary between working life and lived experience begins to dissolve. You clock out of the casino and walk into Dubrovnik. You wake up to a coastline in Southeast Asia. You spend your afternoon in a market in Morocco and your evening back at the blackjack table. The work is real, and the professionalism it asks for is real, but the backdrop changes constantly, and that variety does something powerful to your sense of engagement and purpose. I have seen roughly 80% of the world from the deck of a ship or through the streets of a port town, all of it while drawing a paycheck. That combination is almost impossible to replicate in any land-based profession, and it reframes the question of what a job is supposed to give you. A paycheck is the minimum. The life you build around the work is the real measure. Cruise casino work is not for everyone, and it would be dishonest to pretend otherwise. Contracts mean extended time away from family and the comforts of a settled routine. The lifestyle demands adaptability, a tolerance for close quarters, and a real openness to the unfamiliar. If stability and proximity to home are what matter most to you, the land casino path is the right one. But if you are a dealer staring at the ceiling of a casino wondering whether this is all there is, and the same tables and the same flat career horizon have started to feel like a slow settling, the answer is straightforward. The ships are hiring, the ports are waiting, and the experience on the other side of that contract is worth more than any salary comparison spreadsheet can capture. It was not just a job, it was the life I did not know I was supposed to be living.